Now, you've had quite a bit of experience behind and in front of the camera, Ron. How did this script come to you?
Justin and I are good friends. We've known each other for a long time. We actually met in film school, and we always talked about doing a project together. And basically, he had this other project that he sort of was fast tracking, and that kind of stalled. And we were developing I'm Not a Hipster together, and we just both really wanted to make something, so we decided to go ahead and go for it last year.
Now, since it hasn't come to Indianapolis just yet, tell us a little bit about what I Am Not a Hipster is about.
I'm Not a Hipster is about an indie musician who is dealing with the loss of his mother and sort of has found kind of a new community that he's hanging out with, and basically his family sort of interrupts his life and basically are coming to spread his mother's ashes. So it's sort of like him having to stop this new world he's created and deal with his family and his loss.
And even the new world he's created hasn't always had the best moments.
No, I mean, I think, look, for him, I think as an indie musician, he's doing really well, but I think internally he's pretty tormented with sort of how life is and how things are going for him. So it's sort of like, even though it might look good on the outside for him internally, he sort of has a lot that he's dealing with.
Well, one of the things that I enjoyed about the film, and we've seen this kind of character before, the tortured artist, but the two things that come to mind, you bring it up already, is one, the family comes to visit. He's the only boy with three sisters, and then there's a moment where he does a volunteer job at school, which kind of helps take away some of the I guess jerkiness that some people would see this character as.
That was very purposeful, I think, in terms of Destin wanting to give him sort of this redeeming quality, because actually that's very true. We felt like up until that point, you really weren't sure if you were going to like this guy. And I think when you see him with the kids, you realize he does have a good heart. And even I think when his sisters come in, you realize you see sort of this other side of him. But I think him with the kids in that next scene sort of really hits home, where you realize, hey, this guy's actually got a decent heart.
And that balances out stuff that people who've watched local musics have seen before, the uncomfortable interviews, the when another musician shows up at another musician's show at their gig. Those who've seen these events know sometimes it doesn't always end well.
Right. And I think we have a few musician friends, and Justin's very much in that sort of world, so I think he's experienced it, and a lot of our friends have experienced it. So I think Destin has a good ability to sort of, I'm sure you've conducted a lot of these interviews, so I'm sure you've seen it go bad and go good.
Not quite like Billy Bob Thornton bad, but I've heard him. Fortunately, I've not had one. Knock on wood.
Okay. Well, hopefully, maybe I'll do that for you on this one.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. Now, how did you guys get Dominic involved? Because I mean, obviously, one of the crucial things was you had to have an actor who could actually sing and play as well.
Yeah, and that's a good question, actually. Destin has worked with Dominic on several of his short films, and actually went to go see Dominic perform. I want to say it was Jersey Boys in Chicago, and I think when he saw that, and one of his good friends is also Joel P. West, who did all the music for the film, I think he sparked an idea in his head, this would be a very interesting pairing to put Dominic with Joel and sort of create this character. Sort of having, knowing those two people sort of, I think, really informed the story.
I was curious about why it takes place in San Diego, and I wanted to also on piggyback that with, can you help describe what the San Diego music scene is?
I think the main reason that Destin and myself wanted to do this movie in San Diego is we basically, Destin, prior to moving to LA the last couple of years, spent 10 years in San Diego, going to undergrad and grad school there. I grew up in San Diego. San Diego is just a place that we both knew really well. Destin has a lot of friends who are musicians, so it just made sense to put it in that world and to honestly utilize a lot of the people in the San Diego indie music scene. And a lot of them actually are in the movie in various parts and help make the movie. So it's the San Diego music scene is very much a part of I'm Not a Hipster.
Can you describe what the music scene is like out there?
I mean, I think it's a very, music scene. I think there's a lot of different artists there's hip-hop artists, there's indie rock artists, alternative artists. I think it's just a wide range of different types of music, I think the music that Justin gravitates more to is more probably indie folk, indie rock kind of music that a lot of his friends are in different bands, sort of the community. I think there's a lot of different, you know, music going on in San Diego, a lot of good music.
What I liked about watching the moments in the music scene, because it does show some of the universalities of you know, there are moments that happen that could happen in San Diego, happen in Indianapolis or any other city, is the small circle of friends and people that you know. People have this image of the music industry where it's people in suits glad handing each other, and it's done here with, you know, t-shirts and jeans and how you present yourself at someone else's show, and you have a friend of yours that is quote unquote management.
Right. I mean, I think it's, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people, I think, ask us just, you know, during like going to different festivals, they're like, well, is this a very San Diego film? And I think Justin, you know, writing this, you know, I remember telling me a story about how he backpacked through Southeast Asia. A lot of the kids there were dressed similarly, had similar of an attitude, and were even listening to sort of indie music and stuff. So I think it's sort of a generational thing more than a specific location thing. And I think all of us in today's age where people are making music on their computers and are doing different things, it's very like handmade music and art. And so I think that goes across not just the country, but even like right now around the world.
And that's something that's brought up in the film, is that conflict between do you record with a computer, or do you create with a computer, or do you just pick up a guitar and head to the street and do it there?
I think in terms of, are you talking about like the speech with Dominic?
Yes.
And with,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the one we get asked the question. But yeah, I think that's an interesting one because, you know, both characters sort of pick up and make something that's sort of like very raw, like both the Dominic character and the Alvaro character both do it, but I think the point that the Brooke Hyde character was trying to make was some people are put all their heart and soul and creative energy into it, and some people are just doing it on the side, you know, and it's sort of like because of technology, everyone can do it now, but it sort of muddles up what's going on. It was probably honestly like a scene right there in particular of them on the porch is like my favorite scene.
For the last few years, that's sort of the thing that's been asked on what is celebrity, what is fame, is, you know,
right.
any yutz can do something on online right now and get noticed.
It's absolutely insane, and yeah, we're sort of in a different world, kind of come about in the last 10 years, and you know, I think that's also something, to be totally honest with you, that Justin and I talked about when we were just talking about the movie. We're like, you know, we haven't seen that kind of like, I think like a movie like Slackers or something like that was like that generation, you know, or, you know what I mean? Like there was those movies for different generations and different groups of people. And I feel like, you know, we haven't really seen a movie talk to those, you know, talk to these things we're talking about right now sort of come out there. I'm sure there are, but there's nothing that we really gravitated to.
And the thing about Slackers, not everybody is that well-versed. I guess there's a reason why they've been saying mumblecore for the last few years.
Yeah, no, we talked about that because it's one of those things where, you know, I actually like really like the mumblecore films, but at the same time, I think Justin likes a little more structure. And so it was sort of, you know, wanting to make more, I think, not necessarily a mumblecore film, but in that same, with that same heart.
So now I'm curious, what are you working on now?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say, actually.
Okay, well, let me know how much you can say.
Well, it's a new feature, and it's something, it was actually the feature that Justin was supposed to make when we made Hipster, sort of like about to go, but didn't happen, and then we turned around and made Hipster for next to no money, and this one is still pretty much on the low-budget indie side.
And somehow it involves mountains, that's all I really know.
Shooting in secluded areas probably is more accurate. Yeah.